Join me once again here on Talk and Fight for another episode of Boxing News Today. And today we're going to start off with some news out of the IOC, courtesy of World Boxing. So World Boxing, as you know, has been formed to try to get the Olympics to recognize that they are the governing body in the amateur sport with respect to ensuring the continuance at the Olympic Games beyond Paris 2024. So they've issued a statement. It says, World Boxing welcomes the clear position provided by the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, at its press conference held on March 19th, 2024, on the status of boxing at the Los Angeles 2028 Olympic Games. The comments made by the IOC send a clear message to boxing national federations that they must join and support a new international federation immediately if boxing is to remain on the Olympic program, or the sport will not be part of the future editions of the Olympic Games after Paris 2024, which will have devastating consequences for young boxers at all levels across the world. They continued, World Boxing aims to be the new international federation and has been established with the primary aim of ensuring that boxing remains at the heart of the Olympic movement. It has been founded on the principles of integrity, honesty, and excellence, and is underpinned by rigorous governance practices designed to put the interests of boxers first and ensure that the integrity of the sport is guaranteed and competition is fair. World Boxing will seek recognition from the International Olympic Committee, and should it choose to engage with us, we are committed to working constructively and collaboratively with national federations and all stakeholders to develop a pathway that will preserve boxing's place at the Olympic program at Los Angeles 2028 and beyond. With its comments, the IOC has sent a direct and unequivocal message for everyone connected with the sport, and we call upon all national federations and everyone that cares about boxing and the future of boxers to join and support World Boxing and work with us to ensure that boxing remains at the heart of the Olympic movement. Well, there you have it. Speaking of non-amateurs, Canelo Alvarez wants a cool $150 to $200 million for a fight against David Benavidez. Wow. Now, that is obviously beyond the reach of any well-known American promoter, that's for sure, and certainly make any promoter's eyes water without a doubt, and make Benavidez quite unhappy, to be sure. The undisputed super middleweight champ, Canelo, 62-2, who's up against Jaime Munguia May 4th, points out that the money being offered to him for a fight against Benavidez is a mere $25 million more than what he would get fighting anyone else. He said, if a promoter comes to me and offers $150 or $200 million, I fight tomorrow. If that's on the table, I'll fight him tomorrow, said Canelo during his press conference the other day held with Jaime Munguia. That's the reason I fight with him, because the only thing he brings to the table is $25 million more, said Canelo. Floyd Mayweather, by the way, Floyd Mayweather Jr., made $300 million for his 2015 fight against Manny Pacquiao. And when you look at the huge purse he received, it's logical for Canelo to be asking for a massive amount of dough or not fight at all, to take on the biggest risk against a younger fighter at the top of his game, without a doubt. If Canelo loses or looks back against Jaime Munguia, then he can forget about his chances of getting that huge dough to fight Benavidez from one of the promoters. It's a dangerous fight for Canelo where he could lose or struggle to win, and that would be viewed as a loss. So there's a lot riding on this Jaime Munguia fight with respect to Canelo's future and whether he can really make that payday happen or not. Anyway, also at that press conference, Oscar De La Hoya was chiming in, but on the subject of Oscar De La Hoya, Canelo Alvarez was pretty explicit in who he was thanking. He thanked Premier Boxing champions, Hedal Hyman. He thanked Jaime Munguia, and even the challengers from Mexican promoter Fernando Beltran. But left off that list was De La Hoya, who later had to explain to a reporter that he was involved in negotiations all the way until they reached the finish line. Now, there's no secret that De La Hoya supported Alvarez more than a decade ago, and Alvarez had remained in the Golden Boy promotion stable during quite a period of turbulence when De La Hoya struggled with addiction, and Heyman recruited a slew of his then Golden Boy fighters to the newly formed PBC, including Deontay Wilder, Shermal Charlo, his brother Jermall Charlo, and also four division champ Leo Santa Cruz. So, but anyway, the point of matter is Alvarez had nothing to say about De La Hoya. What he did say on being back, shall we say, on stage with De La Hoya, he says, "I don't like that kind of person, to be honest. That's it. But I feel comfortable because it's my land, not his land. At the end of the day, I feel comfortable with myself, with everything I did, because everything you see, we made that, nobody else. Beltran, BBC, and Canal team, that's it." With respect to his supposed split with the PBC to return only for this particular fight against Munguia, "I'm very happy to be working with everybody. I'm happy to work with Al Heyman, and he's happy to work with me. And if something happens, if someone out there for me more important, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to be good with Heyman and with everybody. I like to work with everybody. And they know I'm very disciplined. I'm a very hard worker, and that's why I can do anything." So there you go. Let's move along to Jose Zepeda. He's fighting soon, and he hopes that that big win against WBC number 13 super lightweight Dalton Smith will springboard him toward a fourth shot at world honors. The three-time world title challenger looks to inflict a first professional loss to Sheffield Smith in an intriguing main event at the Utilita Arena taking place on DAZN. He said, "This is going to be a hell of a fight. One thing we know, we have to win big. I have to win this fight. I'm still here because I want new opportunities. I want my fourth chance at a world title. I'm already 34 years old. That's why I'm taking hard fights. I want hard fights, and I'm planning my way back with this fight." Well, you know, his opponent's got a 15-0 record, and he's a pretty big star over in the UK. So we're looking forward to that fight for sure and the result. Upcoming, we see Emmanuel Navarrete, 38-1-1, will take on Denis Berinchuk, 18-0, for the vacant WBO lightweight title. That's going to take place on Saturday, May 18th at the Pechanga Arena in San Diego. Navarrete will attempt to join Mexican-born standouts Eric Morales, Jorge Arce, Juan Manuel Marquez, Leo Santa Cruz, and Canelo Alvarez in becoming a four-weight world champion. In the welterweight co-feature, local hero Giovanni Santillan, WBO number one contender, returns in front of his hometown fans also against an opponent to be named later, though, said Santillan. "After my last win, I'm excited to keep the ball rolling. I showed everyone what I could do and earned the WBO number one ranking. I'm looking forward to continuing with those types of performances and showing why I deserve a title shot. I want to gain more fans in San Diego, grow the fan base in my hometown, and pave the way for other fighters from my city. There hasn't been a San Diego-born champion in a long time, and I want to be the next one." Can anyone out there remember who the last one was? Please comment if you can. Around the world, Epic Sports and Entertainment announced today that WBA heavyweight title fight between WBA heavyweight champion Mahmoud Char, 34-4, 20 knockouts, and former world title challenger Kubrat Pulev, who's now 30-3, is scheduled for March 30th date at the Arena Sofia in Sofia, Bulgaria, and it's going to be streamed live by DAZN. Johnny Vert, president of Epic Sports, said, "We are thrilled to be in business with DAZN and excited that boxing fans around the world will have the opportunity to witness live the first ever heavyweight world championship being held in Bulgaria. We'll be announcing the full undercard shortly, but can confirm that the co-feature will be between Kubrat's brother, former Olympic bronze medalist Travel Pulev, who's now 18-1, 14 knockouts, versus Roly Fogum, who's 16-2. In other fight news upcoming, we see that unbeaten WBC number 13 super lightweight contender Dalton Smith is up against Jose Zepeda. I mentioned that earlier, but that's taking place at Utilita Arena in Sheffield, England. And the WBC silver belt will be actually on the line in this last fight. Smith scored a spectacular one-punch knockout in the seventh round against Sam Maxwell. Zepeda is best known for his 2020 fight of the year classic against Ivan Baranchuk. Smith, by the way, is a 3-1 favorite in this particular fight. Over in Japan, Takeshi Inoue fought to a draw against an Australian fighter, Wade Ryan, and is now looking forward to a rematch, unlike his brother who's beating everyone in sight. Moving along, boxer promoter, that's B-O-X-X-E-R, promoter, Ben Shalom, says Joshua Buatsi and Anthony Yard are ready to fight in a special all-British showdown, tip for stadium treatment later this year, he said. The London duo have regularly been linked to a potential encounter in a ring as two of Britain's premier light heavyweights, with Buatsi eyeing a clash as yet another step towards a world title opportunity. He arrives on the back of a commanding unanimous decision victory over Dan Aziz, while Yard has recorded back-to-back knockout victories in response to his loss to Artur Beterbiev, which was named Fight of the Year at this week's British Boxing Board of Control Awards. So, Shalom said, I had a laugh with him, Anthony Yard, that is, and said, hurry up. Hopefully we'll be sitting down with George Warren. He continued over at Queensbury. Everybody wants the fight. Both promoters want the fight. It's going to get done. That's for all you British fans out there. Let's go back to Oscar De La Hoya for a sec, because one thing he did mention is that he is pleased with the hard work and discipline Ryan Garcia is showing in training camp for his mega fight with Devin Haney on April 20th. De La Hoya acknowledges he doesn't know what's going on in the 25-year-old Ryan Garcia's mind, but he's seeing that he's putting in the effort in preparation to unseat the WBC light welterweight champion Haney, 31-0, in their 12-rounder to be shown on DAZN pay-per-view at the Barclays Center over in Brooklyn, New York. He said, Ryan has come across to some people as being mentally unstable, unraveling, and showing signs of crumbling inwardly with his focus on different causes that he has. He seems more interested in other people's lives and behavior than his own. He's seemingly losing himself, forgetting about his profession, through his preoccupation with the lives of others. This is the writer, not Ted De La Hoya, by the way. Ryan needs to be more self-interested, putting his energy into his profession, says this writer. On BoxingNews24.com. I'm not a doctor. I'm a promoter. I was a fighter, said De La Hoya. I don't understand what's going on up there in Ryan's head. I can't read his mind. But what I'm seeing now, what he's showing us now, is a lot of hard work and a lot of discipline. The hard work that De La Hoya is referring to is the leaked sparring video of Ryan this week showing him in top form, in working out. Says the writer, what's unclear is this was just a momentary thing, or rather the norm. Some people who lose focus on something they were once good at can still look brilliant when they briefly return to what they were doing. Said De La Hoya, I told him, that's exactly what people want to see from you, is train, is fight, do what you do best. If you want to get on your phone after the fight, then so be it. But when you're training, you're staying focused. He gets it, says De La Hoya. I respect him because it's not easy being in his shoes. It's a lot of pressure, but he gets it. On April 20th, I'll not be surprised if he comes out and tries to knock out Devin Haney in 4 or 5 rounds. So there you have it. Speaking of knocking out, we've been talking about Ben Whitaker since the last Olympics when they took place, and we're still talking about Ben Whitaker, but now as a professional, not just simply because of his showboating, but he is a 6-0 professional with 5 knockouts, and he's been confirmed to fight on the undercard of the Fabio Wardley and Frazier Clark battle that's going to take place Saturday, March 31st, being held at the O2 Arena in London. And we all look forward to more shenanigans in the ring and some good hits from our good friend Ben Whitaker. All right, boxing fans, thanks very much for joining me here on Talking Fight. I appreciate it very much. Remember to like, share, subscribe. Do hit that notification bell. And we'll see you later on at 11 o'clock Eastern Time for another episode of The News.